If you've driven down Paradise Valley Road lately, you've likely felt the bumps and seen the damage. Paradise Valley Road continues to suffer from large potholes and deep ruts. Despite years of complaints and media coverage, the road remains in poor condition. Years of neglect on a busy road. Rebecca Drury has lived in Paradise Valley for 37 years. She says the road has never been this bad. "This is basically the worst we've ever seen," Drury said. "They graded it about a week ago, and that was the worst it ever has been. The road is beyond its life cycle. The base is eroded, and massive boulders are surfacing. It needs a complete overhaul, not just periodic grading." The worst section runs from where the pavement ends past Midnight Way to the Jack Webster Bridge. The District of Squamish maintains this portion, but beyond the bridge, the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District, SLRD, takes over. The road also serves as part of the Sea to Sky Trail, which is part of the Trans-Canada Trail. It sees a lot of traffic, but the district doesn't seem to recognize that. "They think there are only 5 properties here, but that's not true," said Drury. Vehicle damage and safety concerns. The road's poor condition is damaging vehicles and raising safety concerns. "Our trucks are big, F-350s and larger, but that's why we need them. When I walk, I find tires and car parts. One poor guy even had his whole front end fall off. This road has caused a lot of damage," Drury said. But it's not just about vehicles. If someone has a medical emergency, ambulances and fire trucks could be delayed. If someone has a heart attack, it could take too long for help to arrive, Drury said. Promises, but no progress. Last summer, residents met with Squamish Mayor Armand Herford. "The mayor agreed that something needs to be done, but nothing has happened. We have not seen any plan or proposal," Drury said. In an email to the Squamish chief, the District of Squamish said they plan to add more material and reshape the road in spring 2025. Community voices concerns online. Residents have also taken to social media to voice their frustrations. On the Cheeky, Paradise, Squamish Valley Community Board group on Facebook, numerous locals have shared photos and comments highlighting the deteriorating state of Paradise Valley Road. Many have echoed concerns about vehicle damage, safety risks, and the lack of timely maintenance. Residents push for real solutions. Drury and other residents say past fixes haven't worked. "There was no proper ditching for water runoff, and they didn't use a compactor after grading. The material just washes away. It wasn't done right." Adding to the frustration, property taxes have gone up. "Our property taxes increased by 43%, but we don't see any improvements," Drury said. Some neighbors have asked the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District, SLRD, to help maintain the road. Neighbors on the SLRD side have contacted them, thinking they should pitch in. "It's been an ongoing struggle." Residents have suggested practical solutions. They want traffic counters to measure how much the road is used and small sections paved each year. "When we first moved here, they paved 500 meters every year. If they just paved 100 meters a year now, it would eventually get done. Anything would help." District of Squamish responds. In response to concerns, the District of Squamish acknowledged the condition of the road in an email to the Squamish chief. "Paradise Valley Road is a rural road that services approximately 15 properties within the District of Squamish and additional properties outside district boundaries within the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District, SLRD," said Rachel Boguski, Media Relations and Content Specialist for the District of Squamish. Residents located within the SLRD could inquire directly with the SLRD about requesting road maintenance. Boguski added in the email, "All gravel roads within the district are graded regularly, including Paradise Valley Road. However, work is weather-dependent. Paradise Valley Road is graded on average between 20 and 30 times annually. In 2023, new material was added to most of Paradise Valley Road." Work is planned for spring 2025 to add more material and reshape the road. Grading will continue to occur on a regular basis, weather permitting. Why do roads erode? Ever wondered why roads like Paradise Valley Road seem to fall apart so quickly? It's a mix of heavy traffic, poor drainage, and tough weather, according to a study published in Earth Surface Processes and Landforms. When water doesn't drain properly, it soaks into the road base, making it weak. This leads to potholes, ruts, and erosion. Cold weather doesn't help either. Freeze-thaw cycles can crack the road even more. Regular maintenance, good drainage systems, and properly compacted materials are key to keeping roads in better shape for longer, the study found. Bhagyashree Chatterjee is the Squamish Chief's Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.